Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Filmon, and welcome to What Women Must Know. This is a show empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And I think that's such an important thing to be able to do these days. I am all about health sovereignty. So we need to have the knowledge, and we need to know that we have strategies and tools available to us so we can really look after our own physical, emotional, mental, and even spiritual well-being. So thank you again for joining me. If you'd like to get the archive shows, by the way, if you can't listen in real time, you can always go to my Facebook page, Like Me There, which is What Women Must Know, or you can go to my website, which is drcherylfilmon.com, and opt in there, and all the shows get sent to you, and other information and education that I send out on a regular basis to my community. And by the way, I have a second program on Progressive Radio Network called The Love Code, which is more of a program dedicated to spiritual wisdom, awareness, transformation, healing the heart, opening to love. And if you'd like to get that program, all you have to do, again, is just like me over on my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know, or opt in to Dr. Cheryl Filmon, and all of those programs will be sent to you as soon as they are archived. So hope you'll be joining me, sharing the message, and staying inspired, uplifted, and empowered. And speaking about empowered, we're going to have a really wonderful and important, profound conversation today with my guest, Dr. Bradley Nelson. We're talking about the work that Dr. Nelson has been dedicated to for many, many years, called the Emotion Code, which is a powerful way to release trapped emotions. And we're going to explain what that's all about and why that is so important for allowing us to live a life that is filled with health and vitality and peace and love. So first, let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Bradley Nelson. He is a veteran holistic physician and is one of the world's foremost experts on natural methods of achieving wellness. He has trained thousands of certified practitioners worldwide to help people overcome physical and emotional discomfort by releasing their emotional baggage. His best-selling book, The Emotion Code, provides step-by-step instruction for working with the body's energy healing power. A newly revised and expanded edition of The Emotion Code is now available. So this is a wonderful conversation. I'm looking forward to it very much because, for many reasons, I think this work is profound. And because I thought this work was so profound, I actually became an Emotion Code practitioner and have been working with that technique in my practice. So it's truly an honor to be able to talk to Dr. Bradley Nelson in person about this very, very powerful work. So it is my great pleasure to welcome Dr. Bradley Nelson to What Women Must Know. So hello, Dr. Brad, and welcome.
Well, hello back, and thank you for having me on your show. It's really exciting for me to be with you.
Well, you know, this is a great opportunity. When I first encountered your work, I was really intrigued by it, and I was intrigued by it because of a couple of reasons. Now, I have a background as a psychotherapist working in mind-body techniques, so I've always been looking for tools that are fast and effective and easy, right? But mostly just really delivering results. And then I went on and became a naturopathic doctor, being able to combine both of those skills to help heal from releasing the emotional wounds that people carry and also being able to work on the physical level, because they're all part of the same energetic system, really. So in my ongoing and never-ending quest for tools and resources that can truly deliver results, can help people, that can be done anywhere with anyone or even with pets, and we can talk about that, I was very intrigued by what you have developed over the years and decided that I was going to actually learn this work. And, I'm so impressed and inspired by what you've created and the power and effectiveness of what can be achieved with the tools that you have developed. So we have lots to talk about, and I'm just so grateful to you and for the work you've put into making this possible. And I know this work has really evolved, Dr. Brad, and you're getting great exposure of this technique. So I think it must be so rewarding for you to see how your efforts are now coming to fruition worldwide. So that's what I want us to jump into, the emotion code and what it is. So let's begin by asking you this question. I know you've been a chiropractor for many years, and out of your practice with people, this work presented itself to you. And I'm always fascinated to learn, what was it that opened you to receive this information that has evolved into the work that you're doing now?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's been a really interesting process. When I got into chiropractic school and started learning about the body, I can remember, and I came into chiropractic school from being a computer programmer. And I used to have a business back in the early 80s called the Computer Tutor, which really dates me, I guess, because I'm getting older, but, you know. But it was a lot of fun. So I've been in on the personal computer revolution from the very early years. And so I understood programming, and I knew how to create relational databases, and I really loved that and loved the logic and the perfection, really, that computers demand. And when I got into chiropractic school, which is really an answer to prayer — prayer is a really critical part of this, it's a thread that runs through all of this work — but I can remember sitting in class, and my neurology instructor was teaching us, and he was saying how the brain is this unbelievably powerful computer. And so I'm sitting there, and that perked up my ears, and I thought, well, if the brain's really a computer, gee, I wonder if we'll ever be able to actually access it and ask it for information and get information from it, because, wow, it must know. Wouldn't that be great? We could just, you know, we could get a brain dump of what's going on with the body, and the brain could tell us everything. Well, so I kind of filed that away. And then when I got out of practice, I went and I worked with a guy up in Montana, where I'm from. His name was Dr. Stan Flagg, and I learned a lot from him, following him around. He was a great healer, and people used to come from him from many different states and so on. And so I just followed him around for about 4 months and took notes and learned a lot from him. And it was really an interesting process. Then I went into my own practice, and I realized right away that I needed help. And having learned that there is definitely a God, that we have a Father in heaven who loves us, and that's why we're here. It's all about love. And so I thought, well, you know, God's gotten me into this. Maybe he can help me. And so what I did is I created this habit where whenever someone would come in to see me, every patient that I saw, every day, every month, every year, for all the years I was in practice, in one form or another, for about 20 years, before I would go to work on somebody, I would just take a moment and just offer this silent prayer, asking God to help me. And so it was kind of like opening this channel, really, to the universe, to God, the higher power, you know, whatever you want to call it. And there were times, Cheryl, when the information that I needed would just flood into me like an avalanche of data and understanding. It was an incredible thing. That didn't happen very often. I mean, that happened. I can count the times on one hand over 20 years of time that happened. But what I learned from that is that higher power is very aware of what we're doing all the time. And when we ask for help, it opens that channel, and then we can receive that help. And so for me, my patients, they never knew that I was saying a short, quick prayer for them. It was just a momentary pause, really, is all it was. But for me, it was a way to just acknowledge that I needed help, and to try to open that connection so that intelligence from the source of everything, the source of the intelligence that holds all the worlds in their orbits and keeps everything running and keeps all of us alive from one moment to the next, to be able to get information from that source. So I learned some really amazing things. And it wasn't just from that. I was also studying everything that I could get my hands on, ancient, modern, whatever. I was going to, taking courses on weekends and just learning everything that I could, because I was really obsessed. And I think that good doctors should be really obsessed with helping their patients to get well. And I figured that was my job. And I didn't really want to just Band-Aid people. I wasn't interested in just patching people up. I wanted to really get to the underlying roots of their problems. I wanted to understand why they had problems. And people that had recurring issues that I couldn't seem to get rid of, that really drove me crazy. I really wanted to know what was going on. And so as time went on, it was kind of a gradual process. But as time went on, there were little clues here and there and so on. And sometimes I would learn something from someone that was doing something currently, or sometimes it was from reading something anciently, or, you know, it just depended. But and of course, a lot of the understanding behind the emotion code really comes from Chinese medicine, from five element theory, and some of the concepts that they taught, thousands of years ago. There's really, I think, nothing new under the sun. But it didn't take long before I learned how to ask questions. And I really learned this from Dr. Stan Flagg, the guy that I went to work for when I first got out of practice. I learned how to ask the body questions and get answers. And I'll always remember, for example, there was a woman that came in to see us. And she came in a wheelchair, and her family brought her in. And, I mean, she could barely hold her head up. She was absolutely, utterly exhausted, body racked with pain, and very ill. And, I mean, she looked like she was near death, honestly. And so I had no idea what to do, but I'm taking notes for Dr. Flagg, right? And he's been doing this for a long time. So he starts doing some muscle testing and getting answers from her subconscious mind. And he found that she had, and I think that it was mainly just kind of through intuition that he got this. But what he got was that she had been bitten by a spider. And it took her a minute, and then she remembered that, yeah, about a month. She'd been like this for 2 weeks, and she was so exhausted and so sick. She said the only time that she felt halfway decent was when she was in a tub of really hot water, but then it would take her whole family to get her out because she had no strength. And she remembered that she had been bitten by a spider. And so Dr. Flagg worked on her, and energy from this spider bite. And then they packed up and wheeled her out and left. That was on a Friday. She was our last patient. Well, on Monday morning, I came in to work at the clinic there, this little clinic. It was about 8 a.m. And there's a woman sitting in the waiting room. And I went over and I struck up a conversation with her. And as I'm talking with her, she looks familiar, but I can't figure out who she is. And then all of a sudden it dawns on me. This is the woman that I saw Friday. She was our last patient. No more wheelchair, no more family bringing her in. She looked the picture of health, and she and I both just cried together because it was such a profound thing. And, so there have been so many experiences that I've had over all these last 33 years of doing this work. I've probably forgotten more than I can remember, but there are some that really stick out like that. And I wrote the Emotion Code book and published it in 2007 because I was afraid I was going to start to forget a lot of these amazing stories and experiences that I had had. So what I learned is that, of course, first of all, these bodies of ours are really just each body is just a very complex energy field. And so if you look at your hand looks pretty solid, you know, slap it down on the desk, it makes a nice thunk sound. But if you were to magnify your hand over a million times, you'd see that really, on a quantum level, your hand is made of atoms, and there's enormous distances between each atom. And if you look at the atom itself, you see that there's really nothing solid there. It's just energy. And so our bodies are really just energy. Now, most of us have a tendency to think of solid things as being made out of matter, and energy is something more ethereal. But the reality of it is everything is energy. And Albert Einstein taught that matter is just energy whose vibration has been slowed down enough that we can comprehend it and touch it and feel it, and that it, to us, it seems to have weight and so on. So everything's made out of the same stuff. Thought, emotion is made out of the same stuff, really, that your table that you're sitting at or your body is. And so it's all really interesting. And most of the world is still stuck in this Newtonian physics model that was valid for a long time, but that as soon as Albert Einstein came along, it kind of went out the window in a lot of ways, because quantum physics is just a deeper understanding. Quantum mechanics is a deeper understanding of how the universe really works. And the reality of our existence is that our physical bodies are made out of an almost infinite number of the subatomic energies that are all zipping around at the speed of light and somehow holding their formation. So it's like our bodies are made out of – it's like your body is a formation of all these energies that are all flying in formation. They're holding together, holding your body together, keeping our bodies from flying apart. And that, I think, is because of the power of that creator that created us. So we're having these experiences as we're going through life. And one of the things that happens to us is we experience sometimes these intense emotions, and sometimes we're really filled with anger or guilt or panic or grief or rejection or betrayal or shame or lust or whatever it might be. And sometimes the energy of those emotions, because those emotions are energy also, sometimes that energy is just too much. And so when the bully moves away, or we finalize the divorce at long last and we try to move on with our lives, or we quit that terrible job and get another job, sometimes what happens is that energy from those experiences is still with us. And we, of course, as you know very well, we call those energies trapped emotions. Literally, they're our emotional baggage. And you know what's funny about that phrase, emotional baggage, is that it's a phrase that we often use in referring to other people that we think are messed up, right? Like, people might say, oh, that Dr. Nelson, boy, he's got a lot of emotional baggage, that guy. And I did have a lot of emotional baggage, but I think I've gotten rid of most of it by now. But emotional baggage is so interesting because, as you know, sometimes we inherit emotional energy at conception that can go back for generations of time. Animals get trapped emotions. Kids get trapped emotions. The world has more trapped emotions than you can shake a stick at, and more now probably than since COVID. But what's happening is we work with people one at a time all over the world. We're releasing, as practitioners, what we're doing is we're releasing these energies, and often we're releasing them from entire family lines, and we're moving the world towards the light gradually, bit by bit. Meanwhile, the dark side that's had control over mankind in so many ways for so many years is desperately trying to hang on to their power, and that's why we see these crazy vaccine mandates and just bizarre things that are completely out of proportion. Those are really all about control and about those power structures losing control and their fear of losing control. But the future, you and I both believe that the future is very, very bright, but it, you know, it's just going to take a little bit of work to get there.
And that's why this work is so important, because as we are able to use tools like the emotion code, and we'll talk a little bit more about how all that really works, we are able to resolve the underlying fearful, negative, limiting emotional perceptions that we've carried from traumas that either existed in this life or at birth or before, that actually have a direct impact on how we think, how the body works, and really the potential that we are allowing ourselves to access so we can move forward in life. And I think this is so profound, because in the work that I have studied as a naturopathic doctor, and you know, like you, I have gone through, you know, so many decades of learning and studying and, you know, open to new techniques. And I'm really fascinated right now working with energy medicine, working with frequencies, getting into the information field and being able to create healing on that level, which is the level that exists before it manifests into the physical realm, which is part of that quantum world that we're talking about. But being able to understand the role of emotions that directly impact what's happening in our physical body is so important. It's really, I would say, almost impossible, if not impossible, to permanently heal a physical issue if you aren't also acknowledging that there is an emotional component to that. So can you talk about that from your experience?
Well, absolutely. And that was well said, and I couldn't agree more. What I found in practice, first of all, was that all of my patients had something in common, and what they had in common was emotional baggage. They all had emotional baggage, and that emotional baggage was an underlying cause in every case of their depression or their anxiety or their phobias or panic attacks or their PTSD or their eating disorders or their self-sabotage or their physical pain. I had lots of people coming in to see me because of physical pain, and I found that physical pain 90% of the time has an emotional cause. And that was kind of just astonishing to me, because as a chiropractor, that was initially, at least, a lot of the people that were coming to see me, was they were driven to see me because of pain. And finding out that, 90% of that was really emotionally based was kind of mind-blowing. As time went on and as my patients became more challenging, as my skills increased, I found that every disease process that patients were suffering from had an emotional component, every single one. Every case of cancer that I saw, all of the autoimmune diseases, the fibromyalgia, the chronic fatigue, the migraine headaches, the infertility, the asthma, the digestive disorders, everything. Everything had an emotional cause. That's really why I left practice, because I just felt, and I knew, really, that I had to get this out to the world. And it was really a message from up above. You know, I had an interesting experience when I was praying about whether to go into the chiropractic world and into healing, or to go into the computer world and getting my master's in business and going into that whole sphere. I was praying about it. And I had a very powerful experience where I woke up in the middle of the night and I was filled with these overwhelming feelings of service to mankind and humanity and the whole entire world. And I actually heard a voice that spoke to me very clearly, and it said, "This is a sacred calling." And that was, that was in the winter of 1983, 84. And so I didn't know what that meant, really. It's a sacred calling. A calling is something that you're called to do, and sacred means it's just really special. And so I thought that was about me going into practice, and it was. But then there was another layer of meaning because now, of course, what we're doing is we're trying as fast as we can to get the word out to the whole entire world about this process, this simple method, the emotion code. There's never been anything like this before. There's never been anything so simple. There's never been anything so effective and so life-changing. We get testimonials now every single day, multiple testimonials every week from all corners of the earth. And every Monday morning we get together as a staff, and we pick three of those. We have a staff member, that's her job, is to just pick three of these that we read together. And it's astonishing, really, what's going on, that people are taking back their healing ability, the innate ability that every single one of us has to heal ourselves, to heal our own bodies, to heal our family members. That's something that is latent within every one of us, but what the emotion code and then the body code, what they do is they give back that healing ability, because you don't have to be intuitive. You don't have to be super gifted. Anybody can do this. Children can do it. And that's what's really wonderful about it. And people can do it for themselves if they want to. And people are all over the world. But at the same time, if people want, they can find someone like you, right? And you can work with them. You're a practitioner. And we've got over 8,000 practitioners now in 80 countries around the world. And I'm sure that you have clients that are in other countries probably that you work with long distance. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, it's an amazing thing. So,
and I want to talk a bit about what the emotion code is. And I like to say that, people often understand that they're carrying emotional baggage and they go to a therapist to help them. The limitation of a therapist, I have found, is that you're dealing with your story all the time. So you're locked into the story. You're locked into what you know or what you think you know. Sometimes you have clear memory. Sometimes it's not even real, but you believe it is. So you're locked into your belief system on that, what the conscious mind can deal with. And the revelation that I had in my search for true tools to heal is that you can never heal on the level of the conscious mind. That the real keys to unlock the dysfunction or unlock the blocked energy flows in the body comes when we go beyond what we consciously know, because generally things never are resolved on that conscious level. We have to go to the unconscious. We have to go to a part of us that actually has the knowledge of the origins of the trauma and then be able to find the tools to release it. Otherwise, you're just stuck in your story all the time and you go round and round and you just reinforce the story but never get the results. So having kind of said that, Dr. Brad, let's talk about the emotion code and how it fits in to this paradigm of working with the unconscious, which is this great storehouse of everything that's ever happened to us and all the knowledge that we need to facilitate the healing and the release of the traumas.
Sure. Well, the way that I look at it, I believe that first of all, the conscious mind, of course, is where we spend all of our waking hours. When we go to sleep, the conscious mind shuts off. But the subconscious mind is always running. It's always there. It's always archiving, cataloging things. I believe that the subconscious mind is, for all practical purposes, I think it's infinite, that it is remembering and archiving everything, every face you've ever seen in a crowd, every moment of your life, everything you've ever eaten or tasted or touched or smelled, every infection you've ever gotten, every emotional experience you've had. I mean, really, every moment of your life. And I believe that the subconscious remembers all of that down to the quantum level. And so the whole history of every single cell in your body, if you needed to, you could access that information in the subconscious mind. So it's far more intelligent than we, I think, can even begin to imagine or comprehend. The glory of our individual realities, our existence. I mean, I think it's just beyond our ability to understand. And so the subconscious mind is the source. And what I found in practice was that as time went on, the more I came to rely on the subconscious mind, the better results I got, and the faster results I got, and the longer lasting results I was able to obtain. So if you think about it, for example, I had a patient that came in to see me once. She'd been hospitalized for 5 days with this terrible pain in her abdomen. And they'd run all the tests that they could run, finally said there was nothing they could do. None of the tests were positive, so there was nothing wrong with her, but she had this terrible pain. So she came in to see me, and it took me a couple of days, but I found that she needed chromium, and the instant that she took the chromium, the pain was gone. Now, this is a pain that was bad enough she'd been hospitalized for 5 days. Think about that. So there's an example of how the subconscious mind can give us information. Another example is one of the stories from the book is a woman that came to an event that I put on a number of years ago. I remember greeting people as they were coming in, and this young woman, about 21 years old, came with her mother. So I met them at the beginning of this conference, and they were sitting up front in this conference room. And at a certain point in this talk, which was about the emotion code, I asked if anybody wanted to volunteer. And so this young woman comes up, and I started doing some testing and asking her questions. Now, the way we do this, in this particular case, what I was doing, if you can imagine, I'm having her hold her arm out, one arm out, parallel to the floor. And then I'm asking her to resist my downward pressure. And I'm putting pressure on her arm just above the wrist after asking questions. And so I started asking some questions, and then her arm would, when I would press down, the answer would manifest with a strong arm for yes, or her arm would go weak if the answer was no. So very quickly, asking yes or no questions, I was able to find out that she had a trapped emotion. And the trapped emotion was forlorn. Now, forlorn is this emotion of being all alone and hopeless and kind of desolate. And so I asked some more questions. When did this happen? Did it happen? She was about 21. I asked, did it happen earlier than age 10? I got a strong answer. That was a yes. Earlier than 5? Yes. What I found out was that it occurred in the first year of her life. And so I didn't expect that she'd remember anything, but I said, does this ring a bell at all to you? She said, no, it didn't ring a bell. And then I looked out at her mother, and her mother was as white as a ghost. And she had her hands up kind of covering her mouth. And I said, do you have any idea what this might have been about? And she was really embarrassed, but she said that she thought maybe she did. She said when her daughter was that age, she used to use cloth diapers. And one day she accidentally pinned her daughter to her diaper. So, and didn't know about it until the next changing. And so for probably several hours, this poor baby has the shaft of this safety pin through her flesh. And I'm sure she must have been crying nonstop, but her mom must have been really overwhelmed and was horrified to find out what had happened. Well, during that time, this little girl, this little baby, felt this emotion of forlorn. Desolate, lonely, you know, helpless, hopeless, kind of all rolled into one. And that emotional energy became trapped in her body. So all these years later, 20 years later, I'm finding it. And I asked her subconscious mind by just you know, just verbalizing, is that what this was about? I got a yes answer from her arm and from her subconscious mind. So I released that emotion by just swiping a few times down the back. It just takes a moment. So this whole process probably took about 3 minutes maybe. And so that was it. She goes back and sits down. About 10 days later, I get an email from her mother. And her mother said, she said, listen, my daughter has had this problem with her hip and her knee for years now. And she's had pain in her hip and in her knee. She didn't tell you, but she just lives with it and kind of accepts it. And she said it, over the last few years, it's kind of been gradually getting worse and starting to affect the way she walks. And we've tried all kinds of things. Nothing's ever touched this. But she said the moment you release that trapped emotion of forlorn, that pain in the hip and in the knee has been completely gone. And not only that, but my daughter's feeling this. She feels this new lightness of being that she's never felt. She's telling everybody about this. And she said, I waited 10 days because I thought maybe it was just a fluke. But she said, it doesn't seem to be coming back. And so I wanted to let you know, what the final result was of what you had done. Now, I have come to realize that when we have a symptom in our lives, whether it's pain or some kind of a disease process or not being able to find our soulmate or not being able to really create the life we want or the abundance that we want, those are all symptoms. They're symptoms of other things going on in the body that we call imbalances. And the number one most common kind of imbalance that everybody suffers from is emotional baggage, trapped emotions. And that's what the emotion code is designed to really address. And so if you think of it that way, you know, if you're on this podcast, think about this for a moment. I mean, do you have any symptoms in your own life? Do you have pain anywhere? 9 out of 10 chances or better that there's some kind of emotional energy that's driving that. And what I've come to realize is that the symptoms that we have are like the check engine light in a car. You know, if you're driving a modern car and there's something wrong with the engine, well, there aren't very many gauges and things, but you'll get a check engine light that just says, hey, dummy, something's wrong. Take your car to the mechanic and they'll figure it out. So then when you go to the mechanic, they plug it into a computer and they can tell you what's happening. That's how our bodies are. But the check engine light that is in our body, it's not some kind of a light that turns on. It's pain or it's some other kind of malfunction, like all these things we've talked about. It's digestive problems. It's irritable bowel syndrome. It's ulcers. It's chest pain. It's neck pain. It's any kind of pain. It's infertility. It's cancer. It's all of these things, you see. Every disease process that Western medicine has identified is really due to a symptom or is really just a symptom of other underlying imbalances. And emotional energy is always, 100% of the time, in my experience over the last 33 years, an underlying component of that. And oftentimes, you see what happens to us is we get sick, we go to the doctor, the doctor might recommend some kind of a drug or something for us to suppress the symptom. And the problem with that is it's like if your check engine light comes on in your car, you're driving down the freeway, you pull off and you see a mechanic, and it's like the mechanic saying, well, it's okay. Your check engine light was on. We put a piece of tape over it. You're good to go. Let us know if the piece of tape falls off. That's kind of what it's like. Welcome to the modern world.
You know, and the thing that's so powerful about your system, which is very elegant, Dr. Brad, it's very elegant because you're able to do such profound healing by finding and releasing these unresolved emotional energies, which you call trapped emotions, that can so quickly facilitate a person to restore their harmony and balance again. Because it's not just about healing on the physical level, it's healing the limiting thoughts we carry about ourselves. It's how that gets translated into relationships in our lives, you know, just every aspect of how we are living. If we're not living in total joy and love, there's probably some issue and trapped emotion that's related to blocking that flow of life force through us. And that's what attracted me to this technique. It's so simple. It's almost too simple. You know, the mind goes, it can't be that simple, but it seems to be, it can be that simple.
You know, it's so funny because I've taught seminars all over the world now for many years, and every once in a while somebody would come up to me in a seminar and they would say, this just seems too easy. And I always had the same response to them. I would always say, well, I can make it more difficult for you if you'd like. You know?
Yeah.
But it is so simple. You know, it doesn't have to be difficult. And, you know, I think part of the reason why it's simple and why it's still simple is because my ego is really not in this. I know that I'm just the messenger to bring this to the world. But it isn't about me. It's really about everybody else. It's about you. It's about your ability to help other people. And, but it's been an incredible, journey so far just to see, it's mind-boggling to me how this is spreading like wildfire around the world. We have new languages coming out all the time, and the thing is, it's truth, you see. And it really does work, and it really is true. In fact, it's so funny because in our church congregation, there was a woman who's very, very skeptical and kind of negative. And but she decided she would pray and try to see if she could get a feeling about whether this was right or wrong, you know, the emotion code. And she actually heard a voice, she told us. And the voice said, just because you don't understand this doesn't mean that it's not true. And truth resonates with us because we come from the light. I mean, yes, we're in a world where there's a lot of darkness, but we all come from the light. And so we recognize light. We recognize truth that resonates with our hearts. And, you know, think about it. When you are listening to someone sing, for example, and they're singing at the top of their ability, you know, you get tears in your eyes and you can feel it. People put their hand over their heart because their heart's vibrating with what's going on. When truth comes into our life, we can feel it, and we get those goosebumps. I call them truth bumps, right? And that's what's so wonderful about this work, is that it really is, it's as simple as it can possibly be, I think. I don't know how we could make it any simpler. And the beautiful thing is, it's so easy that even kids can do it. For example, there was a woman that told us about her son. She said that she started reading the emotion code and listening to it on audio. That's on audible.com. She was listening to it and reading it. And her son started reading it and listening to it too. And he started practicing with his friends, and she thought it was cute. And a couple of weeks went by, and one day she gets a phone call from a woman who identifies herself as the mother of one of her son's friends. And she says, listen, she said, my son's had a severe phobia of water all of his life. And she said, it's been very disruptive to our life as a family and to his life. And it's just been very difficult. We've tried everything to fix it, and nothing has ever touched it. But she said, right now I'm at the community pool. She said, my son is out playing in the water with the other boys for the first time in his life. His phobia is gone. She said, your son did this. How's this even possible? What in the world is he doing? And those two boys are only 11 years old, see? So that shows, you know, how powerful this can be. And I don't know if that boy had any physical symptoms, but see, trapped emotions can cause physical and emotional, mental symptoms. But you never know. Every trapped emotion is different. Sometimes they just cause you to have emotions that you can't shake, or feelings that you can't seem to get rid of, emotions that kind of tend to run your life a little bit. I remember there was a man that came in to see me once who had really severe low back pain. And it had been going on for a month or so, and it was a 9 on a 0 to 10 scale. I found he had a trapped emotion of anger that had occurred 20 years before. And he immediately piped up and said, oh, yeah. I said, I know what that's about. It was a work situation where he'd been falsely accused of something. I don't remember, embezzlement or something. And it wasn't true, but he was very angry about it. And that anger was so powerful that he couldn't really process it. And so part of that emotion got stuck in his body. And we look at a trapped emotion as a ball of energy from about the size of a baseball to about the size of a softball. And what these things do is they distort the normal energy field of the body. So if you can imagine, this guy had a ball of anger in his low back, you know, twisting and imbalancing the energy field in that area, and therefore twisting and imbalancing the tissues themselves, interfering with all the chemical reactions and interfering with the blood flow and the lymph flow and everything, the flow of acupuncture energy in that area, everything. So I released that trapped emotion from him, which just took a few seconds, and boom, the pain was instantaneously gone to zero. And this guy couldn't believe it. I mean, really, it was like shocking. And he kept bending over and twisting this way and that way and exclaiming. And that's an example of how trapped emotions can cause physical pain. But a couple days later, he came back into me and he said, listen, he said, Doc, my back pain is still gone. I said, I'm so grateful. But he said, you know, when I came in here, I had another problem I didn't tell you about. He said, for as long as I can remember, I've basically been what you'd call a rageaholic. He said, I'm always yelling at my wife and my kids. I've got to watch the road rage. I've been to anger management several times. It hasn't really helped me. And he said, since you released that trapped emotion of anger from me, I feel really different. I feel kind of peaceful. And he said, things that used to set me off don't set me off now. And I just feel really different. He said, how does that work? And at the time, I said, well, I'm not really sure. I don't know. But think of it this way, right? He's got this ball of anger, literally, this ball of energy that is vibrating at this frequency that we call anger. It's in his low back. But not only is it affecting him physically, but whenever a situation comes along in his life that might tend to trigger him or make him feel angry, he does feel angry. He slides right into that feeling right away, very easily. Why? Because part of his body is already feeling that emotion 24/7, and it's been going on for 2 decades. So, poor guy. But if you can imagine, we all have emotional baggage like this. And if I had a nickel for every time that a patient told me, Cheryl, that they had been through therapy, and they thought they dealt with all of that, and yet we're finding, you know, the emotional energy. The thing is, therapy is great, but it doesn't really release, it doesn't remove that emotional baggage, that the energy. And so oftentimes by removing that energy, things just change spontaneously. And some people still need to do therapy because of what they've been through, and that's fine. But therapy works a lot better when the energies are removed, and the emotion goes just an easy way to do it, as you know.
Well, that's exactly why it's so powerful, because it's what's generating so much of the pain and struggle in our lives has to do with something that has existed that we've encountered at some point in time, but we don't have any conscious memory of it. So it's not that it's not there. It's just that we don't know how to access it and release it. And everything that's causing a stress or pain, suffering, is really, as you were saying, it's a message trying to get us to pay attention. There's something that we need to address, resolve, release, let go of, so we can let our energy flow in our lives, so we can be aligned again to that place of peace and harmony in our lives, which is the big message, isn't it? And it's often the message we're never taught until we learn it the hard way on our life's journey.
Yeah, sad but true.
So let's talk about what you have a new version of your book, the new updated and expanded revised edition. Let's talk about the emotion code gift. There's a gift that you're offering people. Let's talk about that and how people can learn more and this path that you're on. And I just love what you shared about getting that message way back in early in your life. Little did you know the journey that you committed to, that I would call it your soul's journey, and how it's unfolded. So now you are touching the lives of thousands and thousands of people around the world. It's so inspiring, I have to say, Dr. Brad, that you have been given this mission. And you do it in a really beautiful, humble way, I have to say. But you're making a huge impact, and the knowledge of this work is just spreading so far and wide. It's a a beautiful thing that's happening in your life, I'm sure. And to see this gift that's going out everywhere into the world.
It really is. It's humbling and amazing, and I give God all the credit for it. I'm just I keep telling people I just work here, I'm just the workaholic that God chose to bring this work into the world. And but what's so fun is to see it grow like this, and to see people being open enough to try it. And so what we do is to kind of help that process along, we are giving away the first two chapters of the book. People can go to emotioncodegift.com, or they can go to our website at discoverhealing.com, and they can pick up the first couple chapters of the book and start reading it and see if they like it and see what they think. And then of course, the book is available everywhere in many languages now. And it's really been an amazing thing. But I'll tell you, there's a bigger purpose to it, see, because, yes, it's about getting rid of physical pain and so on. It's about helping our bodies to function better and feel better. But on a macro scale, on a global scale, it's raising the energy of the planet. Every time you work on somebody and you release that wall that's around their heart, or you release some emotional baggage, their vibration raises a little bit. And so, because we're all connected energetically, the vibration of the whole entire planet raises a little bit. And when you work on somebody and you release inherited emotion, well, maybe it's resentment or something, or terror or something that goes back for 20 generations, you release that on somebody, and it releases from all those ancestors too. And and there may be thousands and thousands of people that were holding that energy that have passed on. And that might sound strange, but what I believe is that when we die, our physical body goes to the grave and decays, but these spirit bodies live on, and so we're still connected to all those ancestors. And I believe they are the angels that that are around us, that whisper words of warning sometimes to us, or they whisper things to us that sometimes we a lot of the time I think the whispering of those angels is interpreted by us as our own mind. But when we're praying and asking for guidance and help, especially, those angels are how those answers come to us, I think. And I think it's usually usually is ancestors. Sometimes people die sometimes, and they sometimes they come back, not very often, right? But once in a while. And sometimes, there are stories that I've read about people where somebody dies and they see these angels, and then later they find out they're looking through the old books of memorabilia, and they see, oh my gosh, that I recognize him now. That was great-great-grandfather Thomas or whatever that was there, he must be an angel that's kind of around me. And so so there's this whole side of the emotion code that deals with removing the emotional baggage that we have that is not from our lives. It's from the lives of our ancestors who maybe, you know, you're in Australia. Maybe they were shipped there when it was a penal colony, or, you know, maybe you're Jewish and maybe your ancestors went through the pogroms, or maybe you're black and your ancestors were slaves or whatever. I mean, our ancestors all went through traumas at some point or another. And those emotional energies then, in many cases, get passed down to us. And then what happens is we become kind of an extension of them in the sense that we're burdened by their burden. But by finding that emotional energy, that hopelessness from when, you know, your eighth great grandfather was thrown into the poorhouse, or the hopelessness that your 12th great grandmother experienced when her husband was killed in battle, all of that energy is affecting us in the here and now until it's released. And so we sometimes wonder why our life's turning out the way it is, or why it isn't turning out how we would like, and why we feel so heavy in life, and why life seems to be so difficult. And sometimes that's a big piece of that puzzle. And the only way to find that kind of emotional baggage is by tapping into this holographic computer that is the subconscious mind. And that sounds complex, but it's actually just so simple that, like the story I told about the two kids and the water phobia. I mean, it's actually so simple that kids can do it. And once people start doing it, they start to realize, wow, this actually does work. And that's what's happening. And it can't happen too fast, in my opinion, because the world needs it desperately. It needs healing.
That's so well said. And I want to remind people they can learn more at the discoverhealing.com website, or they can go to emotioncodegift.com, where you get two of the chapters of Dr. Brad's book, The Emotion Code. And when I was investigating this, I also found that there were lots of videos that you did and when you were on stage and you demonstrated this work, which really was impressive to me. So people can go and check out, do some searching for your videos as well. You know, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show, Dr. Bradley Nelson. I certainly honor the commitment you have had to bring this work forth and to share it out in the world, and I just see the momentum growing all the time. And it's something that is so profound and so easy for people to do, which is why I think it's has such appeal for people. So everyone listening, go check it out. There are opportunities for you to heal and transform your life. Discoverhealing.com, emotioncodegift.com. Learn more, be open, because a miracle is just waiting for you around the corner. So Dr. Bradley Nelson, thank you so much for being with us today and being so generous and sharing all your wisdom on the show today.
Thank you, Cheryl.
And thank you all for listening again to What Women Must Know. And before I go, I just want to remind you that I'm here every Thursday at 4 p.m. And until next week, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.